Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Coming up later on our show, a live acoustic performance by Fountains of Wayne. And pioneering avant-garde jazz composer and instrumentalist Anthony Braxton. But first, one of the hottest properties in classical music right now is the conductor on this recording, 26-year-old Venezuelan Gustavo Dudamel. Last week, Dudamel was named music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He is a product of El Sistema, a radical social project in Venezuela that gives every child there a chance to study and play music. Joining us to explain what this program is all about is Nestor Lopez Duran, the producer of a new documentary about El Sistema. It's called To Play and to Fight. Nestor, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Sir Simon Rattle, who is the director of the Berlin Philharmonic, has come right out and said that the Venezuelan youth orchestra and chorus system is doing the most important work in classical music anywhere in the world. Why do you think that is?
I think it's probably because of the how different the approach to music education is taken by this orchestra system compared to most other countries in the world.
Most other countries in the world have a pretty haphazard approach to music education. Just the name El Sistema suggests that there really is something very systematic about how Venezuela approaches this.
That's right. They have a 30-year history, so they began like in the early 1970s, and throughout these decades they have been able to build this really amazing program that allowed every child from every socioeconomic class the opportunity to be in an orchestra just by saying, I want to be in an orchestra.
Is it compulsory, or is it the kid has to ask to be in?
The kid has to ask. It's not part of the educational system. It's separate from the school system. But any child that wants to be on it can be in it.
Now, one of the striking things is, as you say, this started back in the 70s. José Antonio Abreu, who was a musician himself and a government minister, decided to help the country's underprivileged youth by starting this. He could have chosen to do something with the traditional folkloric music of Venezuela. Instead, he chose to do Western classical music, which seems like a strange choice, and yet it seems to have worked brilliantly. Why do you think he went for the classical music?
Well, he's classically trained himself, and he's a very, very accomplished conductor. And I think he saw classical music as likely a tool that eventually could merge between could be merged with traditional Venezuelan music, and that's what you see today, where most of the orchestra within the repertoire they combine a significant portion of Venezuelan music in their concerts.
So they will do, you know, a Mozart symphony, and then they'll do an arrangement of some of the traditional Llanos music, some of the folkloric music?
That's correct.
Now, there are something like 240,000 kids and young adults in the program right now. Is that, I mean, is that a record? Has it been more than that? I mean, it seems like a huge amount of the population is in this system of orchestras and choruses.
Especially when you consider that we have a country of about 20 million people. It's not a 300 million people country.
Right. So the scope of the project is really extraordinary. And as you say, it's for kids from all socioeconomic groups?
That's correct.
Are the kids who are most at risk, the kids from the poorest families, the 37% of Venezuela who live in poverty, are they, you know, proportionally represented in El Sistema?
I would actually say that is most of the kids in the system are from lower socioeconomic stratas. The system purposely created sections, and they call it nucleus, in specific areas of the cities that are underrepresented and that are mostly poor. And also they created the nucleus in very, very rural towns that usually wouldn't be able to have the opportunity to not only practice music, but for the population of the town to actually go to a concert
right.
where they combine classical music and Venezuelan music.
So it isn't enough just to have a youth orchestra or a chorus. You have to have a place to play, a place to put on a concert. So
That's
has
right.
that kind of infrastructure been built as well?
No. I mean, we're still talking about a very poor country. It's a country that is developing, but with that infrastructure of a developing country. But they have been able to work around this and find places to give concerts where usually you wouldn't think, for example, like churches
right.
and schools and parks. So you don't necessarily have to have a major theater to be able to have your youth orchestra.
We're speaking with Nestor Lopez Duran. He is one of the producers of the documentary film To Play and to Fight, which is about the Venezuelan musical and social project, really, called El Sistema, which gives every child there the right to study and to make music. Now, you're a product of El Sistema yourself?
And that's right. I began playing the cello when I was about 11 years old in a small town in Venezuela called Mérida. And I played the cello all throughout high school and eventually went to college to be a music education major and play the cello.
And now you're producing films, and Gustavo Dudamel, the new conductor of the L.A. Philharmonic, takes over in 2009. He's a product of El Sistema. Erickson Ruiz, who is the principal bass player of the Berlin Philharmonic.
He's the youngest player of the Berlin Philharmonic, and he's also a part of the Sistema.
Right.
The director of the film, Alberto Ravelo, who is probably right now the most celebrated director in Venezuela, he's also part of the Sistema.
So how many of the kids who go through El Sistema actually find a career path from it? Is that really what it's intended to do?
I'm not really sure if necessarily the intention is that every child is going to become a world-class musician. One thing that it does is that it creates a pool that finds this amazing talent like Dudamel and Ruiz. But at the same time, the biggest success of the system is allowing these kids to have a very, very clear purpose that gives them the focus to eventually go and have amazing careers at the university and professional level.
So it gets them focused so they at least go through school,
That's
finish
correct.
School. And, I mean, there's been a lot of anecdotal evidence mm-hmm. that people who study music do better in other subjects in school as well. Does that seem to play out in Venezuela?
That's correct. I mean, a very common example that people give is the case of Erickson Ruiz, where his mother used to talk about how when he was 13 years old, she was getting worried because he lived in a very, very tough, very tough port area of Caracas. And his mother decided to put him to this orchestra to see if something could happen. And within 3 years, he went from that tough neighborhood to being in the Berlin Philharmonic.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously an exceptional talent.
Yes.
But for most of the vast majority of kids who go into El Sistema, as you say, they're not going to come out of this and get scholarships to Juilliard and become, you know, first chair players in the New York Philharmonic or anything like that. But they do get something out of it that they get to take away.
That's right. Not only, I mean, we can talk about a change in the conceptualization of music and the love for music and how that enriches people's life, but also that focus, that direction, that particular direction about that you can actually accomplish something great in your life, whether it's in music or film or being a lawyer or an attorney or a medical doctor.
Now, in the documentary, there are interviews with people who say that in Venezuela's El Sistema, this collection of orchestras, how many orchestras are we talking about, by the way? Is it something like 90?
I think a little bit more. I think there are 90 actual orchestras, but I think there are more in the hundreds of small nucleus around throughout Venezuela.
And then there are the choruses as well. But that there is in this system no culture of criticism, that when someone makes a mistake, they just kind of laugh it off as opposed to, you know, getting all uptight about it. And there's an interesting way that plays out in one of the most striking parts of the film, which is this huge youth orchestra. There's like 200 kids crammed onto the stage here. and they're playing Leonard Bernstein's Mambo from West Side Story. And they're all, I mean, we won't see this obviously on the radio, but the kids are getting up and they're moving and they're dancing. Even the cellists with their instruments are, it's, was that you as a kid when you were playing the cello? Is that how it goes? You dance when you're playing?
Sometimes there were pieces where just for fun we choreographed something where the violins would stand up and move around, or the cellos would like lift their cellos up and show. But yes, one of the ideas is that music is fun, and music has to be fun, and if music moves you to dance, then you dance.
Well, this particular scene is quite a lot of fun to watch. It's like watching 200 kids do the wave, but listen to the music, because they don't drop the beat. That is one of the youth orchestras in the Venezuelan project, social musical project known as El Sistema, playing Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, the Mambo. And we are speaking with Nestor Lopez Duran, one of the producers of the new documentary about El Sistema. It's called To Play and to Fight. I'm sure, you know, there have been times where El Sistema has had to fight to maintain its survival. Mid-1970s, there have been many changes in the administration of Venezuela. But even today, Hugo Chavez is a big supporter. So it seems to have transcended politics somehow.
I think it is. I think it's a project that began in the 70s and was a strong way before Hugo Chavez came into power, and it's going to be a strong way after Hugo Chavez leaves power. I think it's a project that transcends politics. Every single government in Venezuela has been proud of the project. Is a source of pride, not just for the government, but for the Venezuelan people. And I'm not really sure. I don't think that it's going away anytime soon.
Well, and it's got to be a source of pride to have people like Erickson Ruiz and Gustavo Dudamel make names for themselves on the international music scene, having come out of El Sistema as well.
That's right.
And in the background, the award-winning composer Osvaldo Golihoff and his Passion According to St. Mark, which features the Schola Cantorum de Caracas and a number of the gifted young singers from El Sistema. Nestor, congratulations on the documentary, which comes out in June here in the States.
That's
commercially.
Right.
And there is a link for more information on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Still to come on the program, a very different musical education from avant-garde jazz saxophonist and professor Anthony Braxton. And Traffic and Weather. No, not a report from the Soundcheck News Chopper. Traffic and Weather is the new album from Fountains of Wayne. The alt-pop band are here to play live. This is Soundcheck.